Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. Do you ever find yourself asking the question, why is life so hard? Next month, we're starting a series here at Sugar Hill Church through the book of Acts. And one of the sections I've been studying lately was just how in life there are storms. There are going to be those dark moments. There are going to be those things that happen outside of our control. Oftentimes, those are things that are done to us. And yet, we've got to figure out, what do we do in the middle of it? I mean, one of the lessons I'm learning right now studying the book of Acts is that it is possible for life storms to turn into God's stories, that God can step into them and do something great. But today, I just want to hang out there and just think about this idea that in life, there are going to be troubles. In life, there's going to be days of doubt. In life, those are going to be moments where we could sort of turn inward and try to escape. But today, I want to encourage you, in those moments of doubt, in those moments where there's just a lot of trouble around us, those are days that we can expect the best from God. Really, those are days that we can expect the best from God and to declare in faith what Romans 8:28 says, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. No matter how bad the situation may seem, the Bible says you can be sure that God is still in control and that God is working things out for your good. If you want to expect the best from God today, there are four truths I want to remind you. One, the Holy Spirit is praying for you. Here's what Romans 8:26 says. The Spirit Himself speaks to God for us, even begs God for us with deep feelings that words cannot explain. The second truth is God uses everything for your good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. What that means is that God is bigger than our enemies. God is bigger than our critics. He's bigger than our problems, that God can reach into dark situations and He can still pull something good out of it. And that's true of your life today. God is working it all for good in your life. So the Holy Spirit's praying for you. God uses everything for your good. And here's the third one. God wants you to succeed. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? God wants you to succeed in all those areas where you feel like you're failing. He is pulling for you. And the last truth today that I want to remind you of is that God will give you whatever you need. He says in Romans 8:32, since God did not spare even His own Son, but He gave Him up for us all, won't God who gave up Christ also give us everything else? God solved the biggest problem any of us have when He died on the cross for our sins, even sins that we haven't committed yet. If God cared enough to save us and to give us the gift of eternal life, don't you think He cares about the problems in our daily life? If it's big enough for you to worry about, it's big enough for you to pray about it. And if you pray about it, you don't have to worry about it because God loves you. Hey, thanks for joining us every weekday on the podcast. If you're in the Sugar Hill, Greater Atlanta area, we'd love to invite you to join us this Sunday. We gather at 9:30 and 11. If you haven't been here yet, check out the website. You can just go to www.sugarhill.church, and that'll give you sort of a snapshot of who we are and a sense of what it'll be like. But I guarantee you this, when you come, it's going to feel like home. And when you come, please stop by the meet and greet room right after the service. We'd love to meet you, and thank you for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.